Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week we've been talking about Jesus as the light of the world. If you've never prayed before, you're a bit nervous about what we do here, don't worry. It's simply talking to God. If you can talk or even in your thoughts, communicate with God, then that's prayer. So what I'll do is give you about a minute of silence just to focus your thoughts on God. Close your eyes if you're not driving, or somehow else, just kind of turn down the radio and focus your thoughts in one direction on God. And then after that, I will suggest some topics you can pray for. Following our usual rhythm of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. So we tell God something great about himself, we say sorry for something, we say thanks for something, and then we ask for something. So I'll suggest those topics and then give you a moment to think about what in your life you want to talk to God about. So let's take that moment of reflection and pause and focus now. Well, we start by addressing our prayer to the God who is light. That tells us a lot of things. It tells us God is something we need, we can't live without. It tells us that God is everywhere. It tells us that that God brings light to dark places, that God brings warmth, safety. Think of all those things that light means and tell God that he is those things. Well, now let's take time to confess that we have not always walked in the light. We haven't always allowed God's light to shine in the dark places in our lives. There are all kinds of ways that we try to keep the light out, but we don't want our sin, our brokenness exposed, and so on. So let's confess now the sin and brokenness in our lives that we'd rather hide from God, but let's expose it to the light instead to see what he can do with it. Well, now in thanksgiving, let's thank God that when he does shine his bright light, the light of the world, on our lives and on our brokenness and on our sin, it's not just to expose us and humiliate us, but rather it is to reveal where he can do his work, to show what kind of sin and brokenness in our lives needs forgiveness. Let's give thanks that God has our best interests in mind at all times. And finally, in supplication, now we'll ask God to bring light to the dark areas of our lives. Yes, there's the darkness of sin in our lives that we bring on ourselves, but there's also other kinds of darkness, things that happen to us because of the sin of others or simply the brokenness of this world. And so, in supplication, let's ask God to bring light to whatever kind of darkness we're facing. You can be honest with God about what that is and honestly ask for his help with it. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next week as we continue our series, Jesus, the Most Interesting Man in the World. In the meantime, don't forget the rhythm of our week continues with a day of rest on Saturday. Try to find as much rest as you can that day. And then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community, and that's why we have started meeting together as a community in person in Ajax every second Sunday. So our next family room service, we call it. It's going to be November 30th. Hope you can join us then. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.